Okay, today's daf is Midos daf Lamid Vav, and we are on the second to last daf here in Maseches Midos, and the second to last daf here in Seder Kutchim in this daf Yomi cycle. So we are on Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. That's what we will start with on the top of daf Lamid Vav of Maseches Midos. So we continue talking about the structure of Bayesheni, and we are going further in more and more Kadosh as we continue. We started talking about the Mizbeach at the beginning of the Perek. 32 by 32, going up, and the machlokes, how far, how did it start? Was it always like this? Was it added on, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel? That was the structure, and we spoke about the chutah sikra towards the end of the Mishnah, and we spoke about the differences between Zrikas Lamala, Zrikas Lamata. The Chutah Sikra plays an integral role in terms of where the Zrikos are done. Remember, we discussed the Chutah Sikra at length, came up in Maseches Kinim, when we had all of the mix-ups in terms of the birds. What are you supposed to do when we have a Chatas Of and Olas Of, which have the opposite places of the Zrika? The Chatas Behemah is above, Olas Behemah is below, Chatas Of is below, and Olas Of is above. So that's what was the difficulty in terms of where to do the avoda in some of those cases. Then we spoke about the yesod at the end of the shir, where there was a sod on the north side and on the east and the west side, but not on the east side and on the south side because of the Yehuda and Binyamin split. We didn't get to mention, but just to note, we discussed in the past that the Gemara says in one place, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was a, so to speak, I don't want to say universe, not the international city, but within the Shvatim. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. But we know Yerushalayim was also split between Binyamin and Yehuda. So how do you put that together? So that the Mefarshim deal with, maybe it was nischalek le'inyan certain elements, but not for other elements. Regarding the Kedusha, Rav Soloveitchik noted that regarding the Kedusha, it was split. In order to give full Kedushas Yisrael, you have to split up all of Eretz Yisrael into Shvatim, and therefore even Yerushalayim was nischalek. But regarding certain Dini Mamadis elements and other elements, and then one would say that everybody has a chelik in Yerushalayim, and it wasn't split up in that way. But again, that's a big topic that was alluded to relating to the Yesod. Okay, so let's continue though now with Mishnah Beis. Ubekeren Ma'arav Esromis Lo Hayushtei Nekavim. On the southwest corner, there were two holes in the Yesod. Kimin Shnei Chotmin Dakin, like two nostrils. Shadamim Hanitanim Al Yesod Ma'aravi Al Yesod Dromi Yordin Vahen. Because that's where we poured the Shvicha Shirayim. Right, unlike the cups that were on top of the Mizbeach, where the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin were done, also on the southwest corner, but on the bottom, by the Yesod, in the Yesod there were two holes, one on the south side and one on the west side. Most of the Karbonos, the Karbonos of that were brought outside, were the Shvich HaShrayim were done on the leftovers were poured on the south hole, and some of the Chatos Pnimios, the Shvich HaShirayim was done in the western hall. Either way, they were poured, and Misarvin Ba'ama, and they were mixed up in the Ama, the Yotzin, Lenachal Kidron, in the underground pipe, and then they went out to Nachal Kidron. What happened then in Nachal Kidron? So we learned already a couple of, a week or two ago, and it comes up in a few places, there in Yuma, Daf Nun Ches, it also comes up, that on a Torah level, Midaraisa, blood is not subject to Mi'ila. We know the Chapar Nisati Velo Lemi'ila, a couple of sources the Gemara gives to prove that blood is not subject to Mi'ila. We know that we had this back in Mi'ila on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara quotes either Lachem Shalachem Yehei or Lachapara Lachapara Nisati Velo Lemi'ila. Who, right, who Lefnei Kapar Kalachar Kapar, I'm also reading it from Yuma Daf Nun Tesim Abeis, just like Lachar Kapar, there's no Mi'ila because Nasis Bitzvaso, so to Lefnei Kapar, all different sources telling me that blood is also to drink, it's also to eat. But it is not subject to Mi'ila. That's on a Daraisa level. But on a Darabana level, there are some Tanoim that say it is subject to Mi'ila until it is sold. That's what the Mishnah says here. It goes out to Nachal Kidron. That's all it says here. But if you look in the Mishnah in Yuma, the Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Nun Chesam Abeis, the Gemara there, the Mishnah there adds in one more line. After talking about the blood, so that's Yom Kippur. That's the Chados Pinimios. So the Shvicha Shiraim is poured in the western hole of the Mizbeach Achitzon. V'shal Mizbeach Achitzon HaYeshof HaYeshod Dromi. Right, the Karbanos Mizbeach of the Achitzon are poured in the southern hole. Elu ve'elu Misarvin Ba'ama V'yotzel Nachal Kidron V'nimkarin L'gananin L'zevel. And it's sold, that blood and the mixture, I guess, with the water and the soil, right, everything underneath, it could be sold to gardeners to use in their fields. Umo alin bahem. And there is me'ila. What does that mean, there is me'ila? There's no me'ila by blood. After it's poured down, up until the time that it is sold, it is subject to me'ila. Right, that's what the Gemara says there on the next daf on Nuntes in Meseches Yuma. Tana Rabbanan, Mo'alin B'damim De Rebbe Meir Rebbe Rebbe Shimon, V'chacham Omrim Ein Mo'alin Bohen, Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela Midra Rabbanan, Avo Midra Raisa Ein Mo'alin Bohen. Midra Rabbanan, right, there are those that say, Rashi, Ma'adamar Mo'alin Midra Rabbanan Ka'amar L'shalim Keren, Avo Midra Raisa Lohosef Chomesh Lo. There is no Mi'ila by blood. Machlokas is, what about on a Rabbanan level, until it is sold. Once it's sold, so then there is no Mi'ila. But that's the Mishnah here, that it goes out to the Nachal Kidron. Good. So then what do we continue? Lamata. Now under the Mizbeach. Lamata Baritzba Ba'oso Akeren, in that spot, on the floor, next to the Mizbeach, near that corner, near the southwest corner, there was Makom HaYasham Ama Alama. There was a Makom there, an Amma by an Amma, v'tavla shoshayis, v'tabas ha'isa kvuaba. There was a marble tile, and there was a ring that was kavua in the tile. Shebo, through this, they used to lift up the tile, they used to go down underneath, yardin l'shis, u'menakinoso. They used to go down to the shis and menakinoso, and they used to clean it. Have a good morning, sukkah, please. And they used to clean it. What is the shis? What is the shis? So if you look in the Mefarshim here, if you look in the Rush right here says, identifies the shis with a more common word, and that is the shisin. The shisin. And that's what's underneath the Mizbeach. If you look in the Rush here in Mishnah Gimel, the Yardin L'shisin, that's even the Girsa that he has. V'yardin L'shisin, u'menakin osan, miyayin shel nesachim shenikrash bahen. What do you clean it out? From the wine that congealed over time. You poured the wine into the holes into the cups on top, and over time it congeals, so every so often you have to go clean it out. Kidisa perek lulavarava, and he quotes the Gemara lulavarava on daf memtes. Achas la'ayin shana perche kuhuna yordin l'shamu malakti misham yayin karush. V'les le'y la'ay tana d'shisin yordin ad ha'tahom. Machlokes Tanoim, whether the shisin, these wine goes all the way down to the belly of the earth, then there's no cleaning it out. It's all the way down. Or no, there's a cavity that is closed up, and they had to clean it. Upligibe Tanoim perek basra the sukkah, and it's machlokas there in Mesechah Sukkah on daf memtes. That's what the Rush says, and that's what the Rav Bar Tanura says. Also, it's related to the shisin, and those shisin, we know there's a great story about when David HaMelech made those shisin and uncovered those shisin for the Mizbech. Remember, David HaMelech did a lot for the Beis HaMikdash, even though he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Even though he was told by Hashem he can't build the Beis HaMikdash, he did what he could. He bought the land, and he did what he can. But the shisin are discussed on daf memtes, but later on, there in Sukkah, we have the story of the David HaMelech on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, when it says, B'shasha Kara David Shisin, Kafa Tahoma, Ubala Mishtav Elama, when he was digging to get to the Shisin, so he hit one of the foundation fountains of the earth, and it was going to flood the earth. Ubala Mishtav Elama, Amar David Chameshas Remailos, David HaMelech said the Shira Malos, from Tehillim, Vaharidan, and it went down. But then he quotes that's from Rabbi Yochanan, and then it has another bryce. So B'shashakar David Shisin Kafatoma Bolamishvei Alma Amar David Mika Diadim Yishari Lemichtav Shema Chaspa V'Nishtei B'Tahoma. Does anybody know whether I'm allowed to write Shema Hashem on a shard and put it into the water in order to make it that it does not flood the earth? Umanach leket to kamar lemidi. Nobody said anything. Amar David called the yada lemeimar v'niyom ma yechanik begrono. Whoever knows the answer to this question is not telling me. Is embarrassed. Is so he should be strangled. Nasa Achitofel kavach ba'atzmo. Achitofel said, who was a tabar chacham, right? He did a kavach omer. If to bring shalom with the initial ishto, you could erase Hashem's name. So to bring peace to the whole world, to save the world, surely. And he told David HaMelech, And it went down, and everything was saved. The Gemara says elsewhere, though, that right, a kilas chacham even for nothing. Right, this David said, whoever doesn't tell me, and Achitofel told him. But in the end, Achitofel was strangled. He strangled himself. One of the four suicides in Navi. And remember, he went over to the Avshalom, and then his advice wasn't listened to, and therefore he foresaw the end, and he took his own life. But that is all the Shita of the Rosh and of the Rav Bartanura, that when it says Shis in the Mishnah, it means Shisin, and that's what they used to clean out from the wine. The Tiferet Yisrael is bothered. We're not talking about the wine here. We're not talking about the water here. What are we talking about? The blood. What was the previous Mishnah? Previous Mishnah is about pouring the blood into the holes in the bottom. I'm not talking about the congealed wine. So, says the Tiferes Yisrael here, says the Tiferes Yisrael, after quoting the Rav Bartanura, Va'achar mechilas kvod rabbeinu, milvad dochek halashon, delama nikra kan shis, u'b'chal dochta nikra shisin. Also, linguistically, why does here, it says the word shis, okay, the Rosh has the girsa shisin, but our girsa is shis, so, that's difficult, the language. Avo milvadze, divrei rabbeinu him kineged gemara arucha. It's against the gemara. Darmina sham beferish, it says over there in Sukkah, delanakos makom anasacham ayimiyuchan makom achir. There was a different place that they went in to clean. Delul katan haya bein kevesh lamizbeach. Right, there was a little opening between the ramp and the mizbeach. A little bit opening. Sham yar denachas la'ayin shana. That's where they went down once every 70 years to clean the shisin. They took out the congealed wine. And they bring it up to burn. Number one, the language is different. Number two, there's a different place where they went into the shisin. Not a marble tile next to the mizbeach, but on the mizbeach itself. V'gam lashon minakin lo shayach al yayin shenikrash. And also, menachin, clean out, sounds like you bring the wine back up. Right, menachin doesn't sound like you clean it out and you bring it up on the mizbeach. No, menachin sounds like you can clean out the blood. But wine would be you gather it, you bring it up. So therefore, he says, I don't think this is correct. As we said, why is it talking about the blood holes and not the cups on top? This Masechta of Midos, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is not telling me everything there is to know about the Beis HaMikdash. We don't go through the Kalim. Right? We're not going through the Aron and the everything. We're going through Midos. What is Shema Yoidaleh? Midos. Sheratzta Raklo Dienu Midas Kala Binyanim HaKadoshim. The measurements, what we would call maybe the topology, right? Topography. Right? Everything on the ground, from out to in, the Kedusha of the ground. So the Mizbeach takes up space. Right? And that's why it's described there. That's what we're talking about. This tile is on the ritzpa, on the floor. And once in a while it'll throw in some other things. But really it has to do with the distance and how long things were, all about the ground. It's not telling me every kli. As you saw this in Tiferes Yisrael. Don't say anything about the Kronos. Talk about the ma'arachos on top of the mizbeach. That was all included in the mizbeach, and therefore, what's going on here? How diano atano mibeis on a kavim shebi yisod shem yuchadim l'shiyare hadam midaratzal odienu me'atav l'shal shayis shetovis amalama b'shadach haritzpa. It only mentioned the holes in the yisod because it wants to teach me about the tile that was on the floor. It's telling me everything about the floor of the mizbeach. So it's backwards. It didn't mention the tile because it mentioned the holes in the yisod. I mentioned the holes in the yisod because I wanted to mention this tile. Shederach sham yordim l'shis l'nakos v'edamim. Blood. Nothing to do with wine. Blood was in there, and they cleaned it out every so often. Okay, that is the toast, the Tveris Yisrael. And he says, so what is it? V'nikra tzeh achal shis al shem sheshosasin l'sham hadamim. It's called the shis because the blood pours down there. Kemosha gami tamzeh nikra gama chalal ha'acher shetachas ha'mizbeach shem yuchal l'nesachim shisin. Al shoseis means to spill and to pour out. So there was the shis and there was the shisin. And therefore, that is the pshat of the Mishnah, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay. One other hara, and that is the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, we mentioned this in the Hakdama, but an important nafgamina. The Minchas Chinuch discusses on the mitzvah, the iser of making, creating suros of the Mikdash. We know there is an iser of making suros of the celestial beings. This came up in Avodah Zarah. And the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Nun Dalet talks about there's an Isser to make the Tavnis of the Mikdash. There's an Isser to make the Tavnis of the Tzura, the form of the Beis HaMikdash. But which one? Asked the Minchas Chinuch. Mishkan, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, or Bayis Shlishi. Which one? What? All of them. What's included in the Isser? He has this in the Mitzvah of Yira Min HaMikdash. Included in this, because the Chinuch there says, Asur lo Adam livnos bayis tavnis heichal, achsadra tavnis ulam, chatzir tavnis azara, v'kolze lomoras hamakom. That's all part of mora mikdash. Right, and that is uvieta prati kavad abayis umora o b'midos v'tamid. If you want to look it up, it's in Mesechas Midos v'tamid, it says the Sefer Chinuch. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, regarding the tavnis mikdash, which mikdash is it? Our tavnis mikdash, hinei oz b'shash in emara mikra, lo haya oz b'esa mikdash raka mishkan. When the Torah was given, only the mishkan was extinct. So, did it apply to that mishkan? Or was it al shem ha'asid for the mikdash? V'yibkein mitzara svara haya asur lasos ha'tavnis ha'mishkan, kivet shahaya mishamish lefana v'yisbarach. V'yachar ze kishenigras ha'mishkan b'shas binyan b'es olamim, b'vade asur lasos k'tavnis b'es olamim. So you don't know. As we mentioned in Yechezkel. Then we'll understand the Psukim in Yechezkel. So what about today, nowadays? So he says it makes sense that during Bayis Sheni, the Isser was Bayis Sheni. During Bayis Rishon, this was Bayis Rishon. What about nowadays? Al Kaini says, Uleil demistafina, mi chavroi v'kol shei mirabosai, though, right, that's the lashon that Achronim used to say, I'm about to say something very mechudash, and I'm scared that it might not be right, and my rabbim didn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Uleil demistafina, hayis yomer de dinze eno bilav hazeh, rak mizbanche beis hamigdash kayam. Osir lasos ketav nisa, the Isser does not apply bizman hazeh. There is no mikdash today. Which one would you go by? And we don't know how to make the Bayis Shlishi. Kagon bizmancha mishkan ayasul asakur sa mishkan. Vekivat shahaya oz mishamish lefanav yisbarach. Vashek shahaya shilo omeid. Vecheno vegivon. Vechein bayis rishon. Haya asul asakur bechol zbame azmanim. Eze tablet shay dugmas ha tablet shay mishamish oz. Vechein bebayis sheni. Avala idna kivam bamorsino arabim ein mishamish lefanav efshar deim bechla lavze. Sounds like efshar that it's not usher. And then he continues and says, even though he gets into the Tzura of the Kalim, and then he says, Ubashakasafti la el Miyushav Kushish Risi Beza Sefer. Okay, so he was a Chabakoma. The Rambam talks about Mesechas Midos. Kadeshin Neda la Asid. Tosfas Yantif says, Vahimashakasafti in Kankushia. Okia idna eno over belav. Deina Mashamshin Klau. Shibana bimher viamenu ya Asir Lasos. Why do everybody give different reasons for Mesechas Midos? Why don't they just say it's Usser? You know why Mesechas Midos is here? So we know the Isser of what to build. The answer is no, it's not Usser. Bayis Sheni is not Usser anymore. Because it wasn't, it's not Lamaisa anymore today. He says, I know I'm scared because it's being Makel and Adin Daraisa, but this is what I think. That is what the Minchas Chinuch says in Reish Nun Dalet. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. We're in the middle of Mishnah Gimel. Umanakanoso. Okay, we did one line. V'kevesh hayi l'dromo shel mizbeach. And now we know the ramp. The ramp was on the south side of the mizbeach. Lamed beis al rachav tezayin, 32 by 16. Urevuva Hayasalo b'Marava. There was like a window on its west. Shoshama Yenostim Sule Chata Sa'ov. If the Chata Sa'ov became puzzle, that's where they threw it in, right? Very few things. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, usually you go up the Mizbeach, you make a right. Well, Kol Pido Shatapone, Lopone Derech Yimin, there were three things done on the southwest corner, including, I think, Chata Sa'ov. The Kevesh itself is an interesting discussion. What level of Kedusha does the Kevesh have, the ramp? Right, we learned back in Maseches Tamid that on the way up, the Kohanim that were Zochet for the limbs of the Tamid, they left the limbs of the Tamid on the ramp, then they went to run, and then they came back, and they left it on the ramp. So is there an Epsolina on the ramp? They were just leaving there for a little bit. But there are various Mishnais. The Mishnah in Zvachem Adav Chavav a little bit discusses the ramp. Nasulah Agabia Kevesh Shalokne Agare Yisod. Lamata Lamala Lamata Lamata, what happens if you do Zrikas on the ramp? And the Mishnah later on, really, in the Perek that talks about how the Mizbeach is Makadesh, Perek Mizbeach Makadesh, Renim Allah Lo Yered. So the Mishnah there says, Kishem Shaha Mizbeach Makadesh Esaroilo Kach HaKevesh Makadesh. Just like the Mizbeach is Makadesh, so too the Kevesh is Makadesh. Right, the Kevesh has Kedushas Mizbeach, somewhat. That's the Mishnah here in Zvachim, Andaf, Peivav, Amid Aleph. The Rambam calls the Kevesh one of the Kalim of the Mizbeach. If I remember the language. Aleph Vav, in Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira is different than Midos. Midos, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, he just said, is all about just the structure on the floor, right, going across. Beis HaBechira includes the Kalim. That includes the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash also. That's in Ochas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says, Va'osin b'mikdash shiva kalim. Seven kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam. Mizbeach, la'ola u'lashara karbanos, v'kevesh sh'olim bolim mizbeach. U'mikomo lefnei ha'ulam mashuch l'daro. So that's one. He has the kevesh, the mizbeach la'ola, and the kevesh she'olim bo lemizbeach v'kiyar v'kano l'kadesh b'menu akonim yidim raglim l'avodah the kiyar and the kano u'mekamo b'en olam lemizbeach mashuk l'darom shu small hanichas l'mikdash u'mizbeach l'ktores menorah shulchan u'shlashtem b'toch ha'kodesh l'vnei kodesh ha'kadashim menorah b'darom v'nichas shulchan v'yemin. And he continues v'chulu, and he talks all about those kalim. So that's what he talks. Itri doesn't have the aron here. That's also discussed, but not for now. But he has the kevesh as part of the mizbeach. Good. Echad avdei kevesh ve'echad avdei mizbeach mi bikas beis kerem. They brought the stones of the kevesh and mizbeach from the special area where they had special stones that didn't have to be cut. V'chofrin lamata mi psula. They dug down to in the ground. Mivim misham avadim shleimo shlohu nafalei barzel. They brought stones that you do not need to cut with metal. You don't want to have to cut them with knives, as we know. There's a discussion in the Rishon, and what about stones that were cut with the shamir? Would that be okay? They were cut, but they were not cut with metal. Why can you use metal? Shabarzel, posel, binegia, ubipegima. Right? Barzel, posel, even with touching, if the metal touches the rock, or ipegima, if it nicks the rock, l'chodavar, and therefore, we do not use metal. Nifkamach as mehen, if one of the stones gets chipped somehow, he psula v'kulang sheres. That doesn't possibly entire mizbeach. That rock has to be removed. That stone v'kulang sheres. The rest are kosher. Ubalabnim osav pamayim b'shana. Twice a year, they used to put lime around the mizbeach. Echad v'pesach v'echad b'chag. Right, one on Pesach and one on Sukkot. Twice a year, v'heichal pamachas b'pesach. And the Heichal they only did one time. They cleaned it. Rabbi Omer kol Erev Shabbos v'lavin osav v'mapa mibnei adamim. Rabbi says every Erev Shabbos they used to clean it with a mapa, with a handkerchief, with a towel. Mibnei adamim because of the blood. Lo hayusadin osan. Interesting. So the blood on Erev Pesach was beautiful to be standing knee deep in blood, as the Gemara describes in Masechet Pesachim. But in general, also they tried to have a clean before Shabbos started. Lo ayusadin osam b'kavish al barzel, they would not smooth it with any type of metal. Shemayiga v'yifsol, shabarzel nivra lakatzer yamav shel adam, because metal is ultimately created lakatzer for swords. V'mizbeach nivra laharech yamav shel adam. Meinu b'din sheyarnaf ha'makatzer al hamarech. You shouldn't put the item that symbolizes shortening life, metal, and you know, related to swords, to, you can't connect that to the item that's supposed to be Marech life, and that's the Mizbeach, which gives kapara. Good. If you look at the Rush for a minute, the Rush in Melabnim Oso Pamayim Bashana, they used to put Sid, Shesadin Oso Besid. They used to put like lime type of cement kind of material. V'yim Tomar V'akamosav Abinyan. How can you put lime? Right, isn't that adding on? That's most of a binyan. It says in Divrei Hayamim, Hakol Bechsav, Biyad Hashem, Alai Hiskel, Gemara Darshan is elsewhere. You can't add on anything to the Beis HaMikdash without having a nevuah about it. So how could they be malabin it? The Ein Lomar, to be davar muat kazelo mikri most of a binyan. And don't say, just because it's very little, most of a binyan. Averis or Averis? If I steal 5 cents, that's the same thing as stealing $5 million. Right, so here too, oh, it's only adding on a little bit. No, there's no shear. So I'm reading on Beperakisi Adam, it says in Chulin, to Kachim Petura mi Kisui, to Echilavit. Kachim, you don't have to do Kisui. Why? Because what are you supposed to do? Lamesiv Afar Kamosiv Avinyan. Right, you can't do Kisi Adam in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the reasons is because you're adding on to the binyan by putting a little dirt on the blood. That'll be Mosiv Avinyan on the floor. Right, so you see, even a little bit, Alma, afilu miyat shayach beitosef es binyan. So what's going on is, how can you add the line? V'yesh lomar, says the Rosh, sham mizbeach yachol liyoz gadol ad shishim. The mizbeach itself didn't have a specific shear. You can make it bigger. So this adds on a little bit to the mizbeach. That's okay. The mizbeach didn't have shekidam rinan. It says in kachi kachim. And we even from the Mishnah, we had a day that it was added on. So you see that the Mizbeach had a little flexibility within its shear, and therefore it would be allowed. And that's why it's not a violation of Hakol Bechsav. That's important to Yesod in the Pasuk of in Divrei Hayamim. This line, back to the Mishnah, the line of the Mizbeach and the Barzel, we know comes up in Halacha. The Mizbeach being the Ma'arich Yamin. The Mizbeach symbolizes giving long life. Right, that comes up in at least two halachas. At least two halachas. Number one is what came up recently, and that is the salt. Right, we discussed in Tamid that they salted all of the limbs before it went up, but also salt on our tables, because our table is like the Mizbeach, and we parallel the two. Let me just find it here. The salt, if you remember, is also in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin and Arach Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should always have salt on the table. Umikom Akom, says the Ramah. Mitzvah lahavi akol shulchan melach kodim sheyifsak. Ya shulchan don lemizbeach, v'yachila kekarban. The shulchan, which is ma'arich life, why is the shulchan ma'arich life? So Chazal say that elsewhere, thinking Chagiga, that the shulchan, our guest, hachnasis archim, gives us long life. It's machnis. And the Mizbeach is Ma'arich life, for giving kapara, and therefore we compare the two, just like the salt on the Mizbeach, the salt on our tables as well. Ki ha-shochan dal ha-mizbeach v'yachila ke-karban. V'nemer ha-kol karbancha, takrev melech v'hu magein min ha-pur'anus. Right, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Medrash. Ti'isa b'medrash, kish Yisrael yoshin ha-mabtinen ze'azeh sh'yidzol ha-zmeyam, while B'nai Yisrael are sitting after everybody washed, and they're waiting for everybody to wash, they're sitting and doing nothing. So the satan is bekatrik at that moment. What are they doing? You see, they're being mevatel. They ain't below mitzvos. Hasada makadrig aleihem, ubris melach megin aleihem. The bris melach is megin on them. We have the salt. Salt is the promises that salt is always what brings, lengthens life, right? That you pickle something, it has a longer life. Leather is made from skin, right? Salt always gives it a longer life, and therefore the Rama says we always have to have salt. That's one in terms of the Shulchan being compared to a Mizbeach. But the other one that's even more direct to this halacha is the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei, a couple of halachas later on, and that is about the knife on the table. The Shulchan Aruch says that we should, when one benches, one should cover the knife. If one had bread, again, it's not so often many people don't have regular loaf of bread with a knife during the week. Maybe on Shabbos, but during the week not. But the halacha is if one has bread, one should cover the knife, bishas, birchas amazon, but you don't need to, says the Shulchan Aruch, on Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos and Yantif, nagu shelo lachaso, you don't have to worry about the covering the knife. What's the issue about covering the knife? So, two reasons. One of them is our Gemara. Right, the Beis Yosef quotes two reasons. Number one, Barzel Makatzer Yimei Adam. Barzel is there, the knife is there to shorten a person's life. And the table is like the Mizbeach, and that's to be Marach a person's life. Ve'eno din shehi munach ala shulchan, shedom ala Mizbeach shemarach Yimei Adam. Right, that is number one. Alkein achash gamar achiloso v'rotz alavar perchas amazon mechase hasakin. One should cover the knife. Number one, and number two, the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha, pam achas pam echad higia echal lebrachas boni Yerushalayim. One time, somebody was benching many years ago, and he got up to the bracha boni berachamav Yerushalayim amen, and he was so distraught about the churban Beis Hamikdash, he took the knife and he stabbed himself. Alkein nagu l'salka b'shas habracha. That's why we remove it b'shas habracha. That's what Rabbeinu Simcha says. Ask the Bali Musar. Because there was one mishugana, one crazy person in history that got so upset and he took the knife and he stabbed himself, so forevermore, what, are we really nervous that that's going to happen? So the answer is no. But we cover the knife to remember that there was once one person that was so distraught about Churban Beis HaMikdash. We remember that feeling. We remember that the model, not that that's a goal, the goal of the feeling for the Beis HaMikdash, yes. L'maisa, what it led to, chas v'shalom, no, tragic. But in terms of the idea that there was somebody that was so emotionally connected to the Beis HaMikdash, this is what happened, that's something that we remember. We remember those that were moser nefesh, and those that had certain feelings in history. Good. Also related to this, again, there's a lot of halacha that we can talk about, also related to this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, three halachas here in Chelek Beis. Three halachas about Rachmana Litzlan, if a Kohen kills someone, the Shulchan Aruch says, talks about whether he could duchen, berchas kohanim. Also, the Kohen is there to bring shalom and to bring arichas, you know, to be something positive, and Ritzicha is obviously the opposite. So it's a parallel type of halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, even b'shogeg, even if he did tshuva, he can't duchen. Because it's like David HaMelech, he has blood on his hands. David didn't do anything wrong by fighting wars, but it's similar. Kohen Sharag is an Efesh, Afilu Beshogi, Lo Yisya Skapav, Afilu Asa Tshuva. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Because, Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar, right, he killed, and therefore, one cannot. Vahachi no, and the Ramah says, V'yish Omrim, Im Asa Tshuva No Zikapav. The Ramah says, if someone did Tshuva, even if it did it b'mezid, even if he did it b'mezid, then he can. V'ish lo hakel al ba'alei tshuva. Sh'lo linol delas b'fneihem v'hachinog. Sh'vi mekel on ba'alei tshuva. Even murderers, the Ramah says. Ba'al tshuva. Even a murderer. V'ish lo al ba'alei tshuva. Sh'lo linol delas b'fneihem. So that the door of tshuva is not closed in front of them. So that is the Ramah here. So that's a big discussion. Halacha l'maaseh. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechavidas, but a Kohen who was in a car accident. Right, Kohen in a car accident. Kohen Shahaya Noeg Bimachonit Vigoram Latuna Katlanit. And Rashar Lisa Kapav Vibrechas Kohanim. So he goes through. Well, whose fault was it? Whose fault was it? Was it the Kohen's fault? Or was it the driver? Or was it like some other accident that was out of his control? Right? If he says if it was an inappropriate driving, Mihirus Mufrezes, or he did not listen to the traffic rules, Oshavar Avera Acheres al Chukei Tznua, so that's Mezid, V'nifsal La'alos L'duchin, V'lisa V'rechas Kohen, and Kvishein Tegeneg Anasas Anegar, V'chulu. But then he says, Ulam, Imlo Ha'isa Kol Rashlonis B'sidah Shel Hanahag. If it wasn't his fault at all, it was totally ones out of his control. V'nog Es HaMachonit B'zihiris Karaui, Ach Ba'ofan Bilti Tzafui, Kafatz Yeled L'Rechov, V'itgalgel L'Raglei HaMachonit, V'nidras L'Maves, Ba'ofan Shemadavar Ha'yiboni Is Gamur. So that's a Machlokas Achronim, and he says, Nira, that if the Kohen is Hanahag Shos Alibo Al-Dvar HaTakala, Shiyatza V'shah B'tshuva, and he was Makabel, that to do other things to tshuva, he says, he could do it. He could duchen there in that case. We come out and b'shogi karv la'ones v'chadav b'tshuva svek sveka. Maybe we pass in that tshuva it helps, and even if tshuva doesn't help, maybe we pass in that karv la'ones is not also in the first place. Either way, this is the Rev Ovadia in this case. And he said, interesting, so it doesn't even matter, you know, whether you were convicted in court or not. That's not the issue. Right? The issue is whether l'maaseh happened. I feel him yatsa zakai bedino mebeis hamishpat mechotzer hochachot. Right, Amnam Achenu Ashkenazim Ayotzim Biad Rama. Right, that's his lashon that he always writes. Mekilim Bazem Hayadaver Bishkaga Vasachuva. Aval Anu Kibalnu Haras Maran Hashulchan Aruch Shepazak Afilu Haragan Nefesh Bishogeg Vasachuva Inos Akapa. But if it's only his gomur, as he says, then he says he would allow it. He also says if he didn't die right away, if he died a couple days later, that's also Tzad L'Hakel. In certain cases, but again, there's other tshuvas about it, but that's Rav Avadia in the fifth volume of Yechavadas. Okay, we continue. So now we describe the Mizbeach. Now we talk about the rings. Okay, remember, what did the Pharisees Israel say? Everything on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we're describing here. So the rings were on the north side of the Mizbeach. There were 24 rings, either 4x6 or 6x4. That's where they put the animal in those rings in order to do the shechita. The area of shechita. There were 8 small pillars with some wood on top of it. There were metal hooks. The gimel starim ha'yel kolecha ve'echad. There were 3 hooks in each one. Shabam tolan mafshitan al shulchanos shoshayis shabain ha'amudim. That's where they used to hang the animal afterwards to skin the animal. Hakior. So now we're going from east to west. East to west. We did the Ezras Nashim. Right, we did the Harabayas, then the Ezras Nashim, then the Ezras Yisrael, first 11 Amos, then the Ezras Kohanim, the next 11 Amos, then the Mizbeach. Now we're west of the Mizbeach. What's west of the Mizbeach? The Kior. A little bit south, but the kiyar where the kohanim washed their hands and feet was a little bit south to the west of the mizbeach. And there were 22 amos there, just like there were 22 amos on the east side of the mizbeach, 22 amos on the west side of the mizbeach. For yud beis malos hayusham rumala chatzi ama v'shulcha ama ama, and there were steps going up to the ulam, 12 steps. Each step was half an amma high and 1 amma deep. The step. Amma v'rovad gimel. It went up an amma. The first one, the depth was an amma and amma. And then the third one, the landing was like 3 ammas. And then amma v'rovad gimel. V'al yona amma v'rovad dalad. So it went up 1, 3, and then 4. Reb Yehuda Omer, al yona amma v'rovad hey. Okay, he said it was 5. Good. So it was higher, as we mentioned. Harabais was higher. It was on a mountain, so it kept getting higher in the in terms of the surface. The Meshech Chachma notes in the beginning of Kisisa. Beginning of Kisisa, the Meshech Chachma notes. Meshech Chachma. When it says by the Kior, it says V'yasisa Kior Nechoshes V'yanasata Oso V'nasata Shama Mayim. Interesting lashon. It doesn't say V'nasata Bo Mayim. It says put water there. Not water in it. One would think you should put water in the kiyar. We connected it to, over time, they connected it to the underground water so that it wouldn't become nifsabalina. They had the whole pulley system that they lowered the kiyar. But hayitzarach lomar v'nasata bomayim. Why doesn't it say bo? Why doesn't it say shama? V'ya ikar dekol kli shari zvuyin l'kadish meim yadayim v'raglayim. Says the Meshech Chachma, you know why it says shama? Because the ikar isn't the kli, it's the spot. It's the spot. Because every klisharis, any klisharis you could use to do kiddushin ayin v'raglayim, like it says in Zvachim Adav Chafes, rak hakiddush tzorach lios b'makom hazeh, makom shemein ha'ol moed on ha'mizbeach. That's the key. They have to wash their hands and feet in this spot. U'bein ha'mizbeach mashuch kima klapi darom. The halach is that spot in the Beis HaMikdash. Not dafka from the kior. Via v'zeo sh'amr b'yushalmi, and that's what it says in the Yushalmi, Hakiyar v'hakan ma'akvin patala mikoman ma'akvin. Their makam is ma'akiv. Pir she'im ha'kachin yadayim raglayim rak ma'akam hazeh. That's why it says, v'nasata shama mayim. She'zeh hayim ma'akiv af im ein ha'mayim nesunim b'kiyar v'dok. He says, that's what's meduyik in this lashon, that it says, put the water there, because the din isn't in the kiyor, but in the spot itself. And as we know, we mentioned often the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, why we wash our hands every morning. Why did we do the Tzilas Yadayim in the morning? One of the reasons, the Rosh says, because of Yadayim Askanios, our hands touch things in the night, so we have to wash our hands in the morning, but the Rashba says, because it's like a Kohen is about to do the Avoda. So we wash our hands in the morning, because we also have Avoda to do. Like a Kohen that's Mikadish his hands from the kiyor. Right, and many nafkaminas, what if you wear gloves the whole night? The Rashba's reason doesn't apply. The Rashba's reason does. That's how I read you the Rashba's Lashon in a tshuva. Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Yesh Lomar Lafisha B'Shachar Anu Nasim Kibir Yachadasha. V'tzrichen Anu Lahodos Lo Yizbarach Al Shebara Anu Lichvodo Ulisharso Ulavarech Bishmo. V'Aldavar Zeh Tiknu B'Shachar Kol Otzon Baruchas Hashem Avarchim B'Chol Boker V'Boker. Lafichach Anu Tzrichen Liskadesh B'Ktushaso V'Lito Yadenu Min Hakli Kikoein Shemekadesh Yadav Min Hakiyar Kodem Avodaso. That's the beautiful Lashon of the Rashba in the Chupas. But again, that's one of the two reasons that we wash in the morning. So again, we generally pass on like both shitas, l'chumra, meaning we wash even if only one reason only applies, but we only make a bracha if both reasons apply. Right? That's the general halacha. What if one wears gloves? What if one is awake the whole night? Right? What if, what if you take a nap during the day? Right? Different parts of different nafkaminas having to do with Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Good. Mishnah Zayin. Pischa Shal Ulam. The doorway of the Ulam was very high. Govho. The base is going to the Shita. Govho Arbaim V'rachvo Esrim. 20 wide and 40 high. V'heiz Maltero Shal Mila Hayog Abav. There were five decorative beams on top. On top of this doorway. Fatachtono Devas al Pesach Ama Mizev Ama Mizeh. The bottom one, the lowest one, was longer than the doorway by an Ama on each side. Shalala Mimeno Devas al Aleha Ama Mizev Ama Mizeh. It kept getting wider as it went up. Nimsis al Yona Laman Ama Venibacha Shalavanim Haya Bein Kalecha Ve'echad. There were some stones in between each decorative beam. So, for beauty. Vaklunsos Shel Erez Hayukvuin Mikaslo. There were cedar poles that were kavua from the wall of the Heichal, where the Heichal was, the Ulam was the hallway in front of the Heichal. So there were beams that held up the wall, because as we just saw, the Ulam was very tall, right, 40 amos tall. So they needed beams. It didn't have a roof on it to hold anything up, so they needed beams from the back to make sure it didn't buckle in the back. There were golden chains hanging down from the ceiling of the ulam. The Rush says they were there for noi, and they went all the way down, almost to the floor. Almost to the floor, the Rush says. Shebahen perchekuna olim v'roen esataros. Because on these, the young Kohanim used to climb up these sharsharos that were hanging down, these chains that were hanging down from the ceiling. They were able to see inside. They used to be able to look inside. What were they looking inside for? What were they looking? So if you look on the Rosh is printed on Ahmed Bey's on the next Amud. For Rowan Osam, Im Tsrichos Tikun. They used to climb up to see if you need any tiles are falling off inside the Kodesh Kodashim. The Ein Lafarei Sha'olim L'tayel V'lir'os B'noyan. Don't say they just went up to have a good look, to enjoy themselves. Taha Tnan L'kaman, because we're going to have later on in the fourth parak, that Mishal Shalin Ha'umnin B'tebos, Kadesh Lo Yazunu Einayim. Right? They used to, the workers used to be lowered in boxes so they wouldn't be able to see. So you can't say that they used to climb up these chains in order just to look around and enjoy themselves. And even though there's technically no full mi'ila by Mara, Isura Mia Ika, says the Rush. There's still an Isser, L'chadchila. So therefore, you can't say it was they checked, they looked in order to enjoy themselves. They went to check to make sure everything higher up was still intact and not in need of fixing. Weiter. As is described in the Psukim and is described elsewhere, in Yuma, there was a golden vineyard vine that was on the Pesach of the Heichal, umudla gabi klunsos, and it was hanging on poles. Call me shemisadev alo gagiro eshkol. If somebody made a promise to bring a leaf, a golden leaf, or a grape, maybe Vitalbi used to bring it and hang it there. And whenever they needed money for the Beis Hamikdash, they used to take one and sell it and be able to have money. Amar Blazer Tzadok Ma'isahayev and Imnu Alash Shlosh Meos Kohanim Lefanosa. Once they needed 300 Kohanim in order to remove the gold. This was one of the examples, if you remember, in Tamid of Guzma. We had a couple of examples of Guzma. This was one. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga, Mishnah Chagiga, about the, how many girls it took to carry the paroches, to weave the paroches. So all the different levels of Guzma. There's a discussion also in the Rishonim whether this was an actual Shlomo Melech David and it produced gold, this vineyard. It was magical, it's miraculous, or it's just gold. They made a golden vineyard, and again, it's described elsewhere, different days. Okay. Piso Shalecha, Rabosai, the second to last parak. There is a fifth parak, a short parak, but the fourth parak now. Amisachas Midos. Second to last parak. The penultimate parak in Midos and in Seder Kachim, assuming that Midos is the last one, right? According to Mishnayos, many have Kinim as the last one. But here we have Piso Shalecha. At least on our dafim, this is its pagination. So the Pesach of the Heichal was half the size of the Pesach of the Ulam. The Ulam was 40 by 20. This is 20 by 10 of the Heichal. Arba delasos hayelo. There were four doors. How were there four doors? Machlokas. Shtayim yibefrim v'shtayim yibachut. The Tanakhama holds. There were the thickness of the wall between the Ulam and the Heichal was six tefachim thick. So, the Tanakhama says there were two doors on the outside of that doorway, and two walls on the inside of that doorway. Shnei Amar, Shtayim, and the question, the Machlokas is, had it on the same Sukkah in Yecheskel, as we said. So, that's what the Tanakhama says. Shtayim, Delasos, Lahechal, Velakodesh, Hachitzonos, Niftachos, Latocha, Pesach, the outer doors opened into the doorway, Lachasos, Ovyesh, Alkosel, it went up against the walls, of the thickness of the wall, and the inner ones opened up into the heichal lachasos achar delasos, and it covered behind the wall, behind the door, so it opened up back into the walls of the heichal. Shkala bayis tuach bezav chutz meachar delasos, because the entire house, the entire inside of the heichal was lined with gold, except for behind the doors, because whenever you were inside, the doors were open, and therefore you didn't see that, and therefore it didn't have to be used with gold. This line of the Mishnah is used by Poskim to prove a big sugya lemaisa. The Rishonim in Gittin on Daf Zayin and Menachas Daf Lamed Beis talk about the sugya of sirtut, of lining, marking a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. We're not getting into the details, what needs, what doesn't need. Marking it as you write it. The Shaila is, when it comes to Tefillin and Mezuzah, why do you need Sirtut? The Gemara seems to say that Sirtut is based on the Rishonim, based on to make it beautiful. Zek Kelev Yanveyu. Is there a concept of Hidr Mitzvah if it will not be seen? That's a Shaila. That's a Shaila in the Rishonim. Is there Hidr Mitzvah by Tefillin? The inside of the Tefillin, you ever see it. The two different days in the Rishonim. Is there hider mitzvah by Neiris Chanukah? Fine, you see that. Hider mitzvah by Alulav. Hider mitzvah by Bris Milah. Even though we don't go around naked, but it's visible. It's visible. But tefillin are not visible inside. Unless it's when it's sofer, but normally it's not. So is there hider mitzvah when it comes to Davar Shevitzina? So again, it might relate to whether hider mitzvah is more about the people who see it, right, the Roim, or, right, there's a Lashon of a Gemara in Yuma and a Rashi there, Laharas Chazusa LaRabim. But, or is it more about, no, I want to do a mitzvah in a beautiful way, and I should do a mitzvah even if nobody's ever going to see it. But I know, if I do something in a mehudr way, even if nobody else is going to see it, that's what a hidur mitzvah is. A hidur mitzvah more about the gavra. He becomes mehudar by being mitzvahs in a mehudr way, or is it more focused on the on those around. But again, that's the not machlokas. But here, the Vilna Gaon, in Arachayim, Kuf Mem Zayin, brings this Mishnah as a raya that it does not apply to Bitsina. Because you see, there's no gold there because you never see it. Because the doors open up onto the back. Good. We continue. So that's one day how the doors were. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Visocha, no. The doors opened up both. They were folding doors in the middle. They both opened up to the inside of the wall, meaning the outer ones opened in and the inner ones opened out. They were had folds in the middle. Right, it was six amos thick, and they each folded two and a half, and there was an extra amma for the mezuzah. Shneamar ushtayim delasos lidlasos shtayim musabos swinging delasos shtayim ladelas achas ushtay delasos lacheres. Okay, question I had on the same psukim in Yecheskel. Ushtay pishpishin ayulo, and there were two little doorways l'shar hagadol to the big shar going into the Heichal. Echad betzavon, echad bedarom. There was one in the north, one in the south. Shebedarom, lo nichnas adam o'meolam. The south one, nobody ever went in. V'alavum refers to Yechezkel. That's what's mentioned in Yechezkel. Shene Emar, in the last couple of prakim in Yechezkel, or what talks about the base of Mikdash. Shene Emar, Vayomar Elai Hashem, Hashar Azeh Sagur Yeh Lo Yifaseach V'ish Lo Yavobo, Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bavo V'yisagur. Right, it'll always be closed. Always be closed. Right, those are the psukim in Yechezkel. In that parak, describe the apostate that our Gemara doesn't quote. Right, Vayeshev Osi Derech Hashar HaMikdash Achitza in the beginning of Perek Mem Dalet. Vayomer Elai Hashem, Hashar Hazeh Sagur Yeh Lo Yipaseach V'ish Lo Yavavo Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bovo V'haya Sagur. And it will be closed. And then it adds, Es HaNasi Nasi Hu Yeshev Bo Lech Olechem L'fnei Hashem. The Nasi can sit in the doorway to eat bread. Who is the Nasi? Rashi there says, the Kohen Gadol V'chashivuso, he could eat there. The others say, is referring to Melech HaMashiach. Right, earlier in the Yechezkel, it seems to be like, this seems to be referring to Melech HaMashiach. But if you look in the Pirkei de Belazar, Pirkei de Belazar, in Perek Nun Aleph, it says there that this door opened by itself sometimes. Nobody ever used the doorway. But magically, the Pirkei de Belazar says, V'shar ha-chatzar ha-penimis ha-pone kadim t'lasav skurim u'b'yom ha-shabbos he-niftachin me'alehen. Shabbos. B'Shabbosos u'b'Chadashim hayu Yisrael omdim sham v'romas adlasos neftachan me'aleim. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'yodim shebo yom Shabbos. U'mekachem es ha-Shabbos. They knew it was Shabbos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about. How do you know it's Shabbos? There's certain rivers that don't flow on Shabbos. So here, the doors opened. V'kivin shayu omdim sham v'romas adlasos neftachan me'aleim. Yodim sheshchinaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo. They knew the Shechina was there. Miyad karim u'mishtachavim lifnei Elokeihem. V'chein l'sha'avar. V'chein la'asid lavo. That's the Pirkei de Belazar. Okay. But there's an adal tamavteach. Then he goes, so what happened? So the southern one was never used. But what happened? He went into the northern one. Adal tamavteach, v'pachasek ha'pishpesh. You wouldn't go in for the main door from the outside. They would open it from within. He took a key and went into the pishpesh, the little passageway. V'nichlas la'teva u'metei la'hechal. They went into a little room, one of the teis, and then he made a left into the Hechal, and then he opened it from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, betoch av yoshal kosal ha'mahalach. No, they didn't go all the way into the Hechal. They went into the thickness of the wall and then made a left. Achenimsa omer bein ha'sha'arim. Then he was in between the two doors. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that they both folded in. So that's what he says. That's where they opened it from. Hu pesach es achitzonos mi bifnim, v'esaprimios mi bachutz. And he opened up from the outer one from the inside and the inner one from the outside. So they both folded in, as Rabbi Yehuda said earlier. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We are up to the last daf in Seder Kachim, which started way back in Maseches Vachim, if you remember when that was. But we're up to the last, second to last parak in Midos, and as we head towards the Siyum on Seder Kachim. Okay, we'll stop here.